time to be alive. What a time. Oh my gosh. I am so chilly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I do want to say one thing before we start. I feel horrible today. I don't know what happened. I was fine this morning, and suddenly throughout the day, I just started getting so weak, and like I've been getting like hot flashes. Is that the word? Hot flashes? Yeah, like hot flashes, and I'm like delirious now. It's like crazy. I'm still like here. I'm chilling, but I'm like not a villain. So anyway, I have a lot to talk about. Well, not a lot, but I have like things to talk about today. So let's just get right into it because it's the icon of our generation, the woman of every hour, and the girl who just doesn't know you. It is Mariah Carey. I saw her, guys, okay? I saw the amazing Mariah Carey this weekend, Sunday, at Madison Square Garden, and she was, I was blown away. I can't believe a woman could still sing that kind of music that good. Come on, in 3 decades of her career, this is amazing. People told me, why are you going to see her? She doesn't even sing. She lost her voice. And I was just like, you think I really care? Like, I'm there for her. If she sings, she sings. If she doesn't, I'm not going to be upset about it. I'm there for her. And I know she could sing. I've been listening to her since I was a child. So I know she could sing. I know she could belt anybody under the table. When I saw her, guys, she did it all. She sang so well, and I was about to literally cry in the stage, in the audience, because I was just like, these people are telling me that she can't even sing when she sounds like a freaking angel. So that's it. Hello, this is a PSA announcement. What is this called? P-A-N? PSA? A PSA announcement. If you come for me because of Mariah Carey not singing, I'm coming for you. I'm going off. I will go off. Okay. So everyone just calm down. Let me just get myself. And we're back. Okay. Anyway. She was awesome, guys, and I loved her. And me and some of my great friends that I went with, we were just like, I'm going to every concert. Like, I will go. Like, now she's starting her residency again in Las Vegas. I will be there. I am going, guys, because guess what? I've had enough. I want to see her again. She was so good. I mean, sorry, I didn't have enough. I didn't get enough. I want to see more of her. She was amazing. And also, listen, the fact... And, you know, my mom says this all the time. Like, I'm an Aries, and my dog Winston is an Aries. We act the exact same. We both have the same mood swings at the same times. And, you know, I feel like it's an Aries thing. And the people that don't believe in the zodiac, whatever, I don't know, just, like, ignore this. But, like, for Aries, like, we're very independent, but at the same time, we get very, what's the word? Like, we lead our own. So we're very... you know, we get moody a lot and we are very stubborn. So, but there's times where we're like the best people ever. So my mom always says like, great. Like if you're acting this way and Winston's acting this way, Mariah Carey's definitely having a bad day today because she's also an Aries. So, you know, that's also a fun thing about us. And that day for Madison Square Garden, I was, you know, I was excited for it, but I wasn't in the mood to go. I was like, oh. Like, I just want to stay home and relax. My mom's like, Mariah better not cancel that show. And I was like, true, you're absolutely right. So I changed it around, act like I was happy. So, yeah, guys, she was amazing. I have not heard a voice like that in a very long time. So the fact that I heard that, when she did the high pitches, it gave me chills. I was, oh my God, I had chills running down my spine. Let me try to get a video of when she sang. Here, this is...
Yeah!
like, she hit it all, guys. Like, she went off. Go YouTube.com, Madison Square Garden, Mariah Carey Christmas Show. You will hear a voice of an angel. She was amazing. And the fact that she hit all those notes blew me away. I can't wait to see her again. Also, we saw the Christmas tree, the Rockefeller tree, whatever you call it. I haven't seen it in a very long time. Even though I go to New York, I'm not like, I wouldn't consider myself a tourist because I've been there so many times. Like I wouldn't call it home. It's not like a home, but it's, because NJ is my home, New Jersey, yes. But it is a fellow, whatever, like it's right there. So I'm always there. And so I don't have to see all the attractions that everyone sees, like the Times Square and was that Statue of Liberty and the Rockefeller tree. Like, I don't have to do that. So it was nice though to go and see the tree. One thing though, I do want to say to whoever the mayor is, I don't even know. I think you guys should change the lights. Instead of it being the multicolor ones, why don't you just do a nice white? I think a nice white colored tree would look beautiful in the center of Rockefeller Center. And yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Other than that, it was nice. It wasn't anything special, but it was a cute tree, whatever. I don't know. And yeah. Now, I want to talk about the holidays. I really, truly do because I'm disgusted. I've gained weight. Not a lot, thank God. So, it's too much. But, I've gained weight. And it's not even, it's not even Christmas yet or New Year's. And it's because at my job, they are bringing baskets and baskets of treats for us. And it's the best thing ever. And I'm so happy that they would do that for us, but at the same time, I'm like panicking because I know I have zero self-control in my life, and I'm gonna go back in the area that we put them in, and I'm gonna eat all of them, and that's what I've been doing. It's so bad. I just go back there and I take like five freaking chocolates, and I'm like eating them all like a monster, and you know, it's a mess. It is a mess. All right, I do want to talk about topics. I want to start off, you know, if nobody knows this, I don't know if you know this or not, but Mariah Carey, it's her 25th anniversary of her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it never went number one. Last year went top three. So this year, we were all really pushing for it to be number one. And the fact that it did is amazing. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. And I... All right, let me stop because I'll play the whole song. Anyways, so yeah, went number one. Guys, I'm a mess. I'm so sorry in advance, but whatever. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, went number one. How amazing is after 25 years, that song? I feel like it just gets bigger and bigger over time. If you guys do want to watch a YouTube video, it's from Amazon Prime, and it's called Mariah Carey Is Christmas. And, you know, they really discuss what it was like to to record that song. And Mariah Sitt tells you, like, how she wrote the song and how she wanted the song to, feel like. She wanted the song to sound like a classic. Like, she wanted it to sound like it was already done before. Like, she's doing, almost like she was doing a cover. Meanwhile, that is the original song. So growing up, I thought someone else sang it. It was just a Christmas song that everyone does. But no, she wrote it. I can't believe it. It blows my mind. And she even says, like, people in, like, very famous people are like, you really wrote that? Like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, I wrote that. I'm just like, yeah, you wrote it. That's like a major thing. So anyway, I want to do album review. So album review, I've never done this before, but I think this is a great podcast to start. I'm just going to do a few albums. I'm not doing the entire, please. All I'm doing is like one or two songs that are snippets. And then I'm going to discuss how I felt about the album. So first, we're going to do Romance with Camila Cabello. It just came out this past week. And I rate it a 9 out of 10. I mean, this is a great album. There were a lot of bops on the album. And, you know, there were a lot of songs that I definitely, you know, decided, like, this is a skip. Like, I'm not going to really, like, throw myself on this record and, like, constantly listen to it. But it's a good one. So, you know, the album itself is great. The body of work, amazing. I loved it. Here's a snippet of a song. This is called Shoulda Said It. And this is probably one of my favorite songs off of this album. It's a great song. Okay, so there are a few songs on the album that are very upbeat, they're very good, and a lot of Spanish style, which is awesome. Like, Liars, definitely like that Spanish vibe. Señorita is that Spanish vibe. Dream of You is very, like, that vibe. And This Love is also. So next, I'm gonna play a song, it's called Feel It Twice. This song is definitely a low, slow a slow song, and it really is an awesome song. I mean, this is another one of my favorites, so this is Feel It Twice. Oh, I love it. That's, like, such a great song. I like weird pop like that. So, for me, that's, like, an awesome little bop to listen to. And I'll do one more because this is a fan favorite. I mean, a lot of fans are loving this song. And it is becoming a successful song. It's already in the charts. So, this is My Oh My featuring DaBaby. Okay, So that's that. That's all I have for that album. But regardless of that, you know, it's an awesome album. I love it. And again, it's a 9 out of 10 for me. So next we have Fine Line by Harry Styles. He just put this album out the 13th. So, I mean, this is fresh. Like, this is very new. So the song Light Up or Lights Up was the main single of the album. There were great songs on this album. I love it so much. Like, all these songs are just, like, awesome little bops to bop to. Some are very slow and, like, mellow and, just love it. And then you get some that are very, like, upbeat and, like, you could just, like, dance to it and it was just awesome. So, you know, Lights Up was the main one, but I really, truly love, it's called Adore You. So here's a snippet. That was a great one. Okay, so next we have, it's called Sunflower Volume 6. This is also a bop too. But this is like how Camila's album, it was like you have a bunch of bops and then you have some slower bops and then you have like songs that, you know, are definitely skips. You're like, I could listen to this once and just be done with it. But this is a great one. It's called Sunflower Volume 6. I love it so much. It's such a different vibe and I just, ugh. A bop. Okay, and this is a fan favorite. It is called Golden, and it's a good song too. It's not one of my favorites, but it's definitely a fan favorite, so I just want to, you know, play that one too for you guys. Okay. Okay, so there's that one. And last one, I do want to play Lights Up. If you haven't heard it, this is a great song too. When I heard this song, I knew the album was going to be a hit. Okay, so here it is. Lights Up. That's a bop too. So I rate this album a perfect score, a 10 out of 10. I mean, this is a great album. You know, like I said, it did have some flaws with like a, you know, I think honestly like two songs that I like did not care about. But other than that, it's a great album. I could listen to all the songs. Even if I do feel like they're a skip, it's not like I am going to dread listening to this song. And that's something that this album had. Camilla, it's like there were two songs that I really would like skip or like get out of my way and just skip the song. But yeah, other than that, it was great. So that is it for the show, guys. I'm going to end the show with an awesome quote of the day. And this whole episode is dedicated to patience. So this quote is something that everyone should learn to take in and really show the world. And, you know, a lot of people with patience, it's very hard to get to a point where you have patience. And this is the quote that I found that I truly thought and lived it. I lived this quote, and it's learning patience can be a difficult experience. But once conquered, you will find life is so easier. And that's by Catherine Pulsefire. And that is a quote that I could live by every day, because that's something that I live through. So, you know, get patience, deal with patience, have patience in your life. You will see how easy life truly becomes with patience. I love it so much. That is it. And I will be back next week. I'm trying to think what we're going to do for next week. I'm going to send it out either on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and explain the schedule for next week, because we have Christmas next week, and the week after we have New Year's. So we have a lot of things coming up, guys, and I'm so excited for the new year. I am going to see you next week, and you could hear an all new episode. I can't wait, and I can't believe I'm doing this next week. Other than that, have a great rest of the week. Do something fun. Live your life. You only have one life to live, guys. It's so important to truly live your best life. All right. I'm done talking. All right, bye.